This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchim abayim. We're going to b'siyata d'shmaya be learning Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph tonight. The Gemara is continuing on a diyuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that even though a besula collects 200 and an almana collects 100, if you want to add, you're allowed to add. You say, you know, I really appreciate this arrangement. I want to give you more as a sign of my love. You're allowed to add. So the Gemara is medayik. It doesn't say you're allowed to write. You're allowed to write to her that you're going to give more. It says you're allowed to add. The language of adding implies that whatever you add has the same halachic status as the original amount. Adding implies it's in addition to the fundamental amount. And therefore, whatever halach, the fundamental amount has, the additional amount likewise has. So, last week we saw a number of halachic ramifications. And now we're continuing on with the first word on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, continuing other halachic ramifications of the fact that the Tosefes Ksuba has the same status of the Ksuba. Namely, L'Shevach. What does it mean, L'Shevach? Shevach means that a woman cannot collect for her Ksuba any appreciation of the husband's property after the husband died. After the husband died, any value that the property appreciates, the woman cannot collect her ksuba from there. So not only could she not collect her ksuba from there, she also can't collect her toisefes ksuba from there. So the toisefes ksuba has a din of a ksuba, legabe appreciation, or lishvua, regarding swearing. For example, there are certain times a woman will have to swear to collect the ksuba. Let's say the guy's not there. Or, let's say one witness says she was paid the ksuba. Or, she wants to collect from the estate of Yusaimim. All these cases, she has to swear. So not only does she have to swear to collect the ksuba, she would have to swear under these circumstances when she collects the Tosefes ksuba as well. Meaning, regarding these details, the Tosefes ksuba is like the ksuba. Ulakaisev kal nechasav labanav. Likewise, the halacha is that if you say, you know, I'm going to write all my property to my children, and I'm going to leave over to my wife a tiny bit of land, the halacha is she loses her ksuba. Meaning, if a man says, you know what, I want to give all my money to my children, and I'm just going to leave my wife a tiny bit of land, in that case, she forfeits the ksuba. And now we're learning, not only does she forfeit the ksuba, she forfeits the toisefes ksuba as well. Or, ligbois min hakarka, to collect from land. To collect from land. The halacha is that the woman, in terms of collecting the ksuba, the woman does not necessarily collect from karka. And the same status that karka has regarding collecting the ikar ksuba, it also has regarding collecting the toisefes ksuba. So in other words, the ksuba and the toisefes ksuba have the same exact status regarding collecting from karka. Umin haziburis, and from inferior land. In other words, if the guy is alive, meaning like this, if the guy's dead, she will not collect the ksuba from karka, she will not collect the toisefes ksuba from karka, the same way she does not collect the ksuba from karka. And if the guy is alive, and she's collecting land that's not Meshubadim, typically when you collect a debt, you collect from the average field, Beinonis. However, Ksuba, you only collect from the guy Ziboris, inferior land. So not only does the Ksuba only collect it from inferior land, the Tosefes Ksuba is likewise only collected from inferior land. The Cholzman Shehi Beveisavia, and so long as she's in her father's house. We learn in a Mishnah later on in the Masechta that so long as she's in her father's house, throughout her almanos, she could always collect the ksuba. Meaning like this. Here's a halacha. If a woman's husband dies, if she stays in the husband's house and she eats off the estate, then there's no statute of limitations in terms of her collecting the ksuba. We don't say, oh, she was moichel the ksuba. No, the fact that she didn't claim it, she's embarrassed to go to the yisamim after the yisamim have allowed her to eat off the estate for so many years. She might be embarrassed to claim the ksuba. 80 years later, she could say, hey, you guys never paid me the ksuba. There's no statute of limitations. But once she goes back to live in the father's house and she's not being supported by the yisamim anymore, then there's a statute of limitations of 25 years and one day. So if she goes back to her father's house, she could only claim the ksuba for 25 years and one day. Uleksubas binin dichrin. Ksubas binin dichrin is that a woman, the Torah wanted women to be desirable for marriage. So they say, fathers, give your daughter a nice big dowry, and don't worry that if your wife dies, the ksuba will be inherited by the husband's other children. No, this is the din of ksubas binin dichrin. The ksuba will only be inherited by your daughter's children. And the same way, the actual ksuba is inherited by the children of this woman, so too is the additional ksuba also inherited by the children of this woman. So that's a diuk from the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say you write extra for the ksuba, but you add. Add implies the additional amount is the same in halacha as the actual ksuba. Okay, now we're going to have a few machloikasin between the academy, the yeshiva in Pumpadisa, and the yeshiva in Masa Machasia. Idmar, ksubas binin dichrin. We learned. The ksubas binin dichrin. Pumpadisa amri, laitarfa mimishabdi. Pumpadisa says that ksubas binin dichrin, they cannot collect from property that the husband sold and is meshubet to his debt. Why? Because the mechanism of ksubas binin dichrin, of the males inheriting the father's ksuba, is it says in the text of the ksuba, yarsim, they inherit. And you don't inherit land that was sold to somebody else and is meshubet to this person's, for this person's debt. So the way it works is yarsun tanan. And Pumpadisa says that they inherit, so therefore they don't get nechasa meshubadim. B'nei Masa Machasya Amri, the residents of Masa Machasya say, tarfa mi meshabdi. They do grab from meshubadim, yisvun tanan. Because it says they take it. So if they take it, that implies they're collecting a debt that would even be from nechasa meshubadim. The hilchasad halacha is loy tarfa. The Meshabdi, they don't grab from Meshubadim, Yarsun Tanan, because it says the inheriting. Okay. What would the halacha be? Metaltali ve'isnuhu be'inayu. If, let's say, somebody who designates metaltalin for his wife's ksuba, and he dies, and the bundle metaltalin are extant, and she wants to collect from this bundle metaltalin, she could collect it without a shvuah. Because why did the Rabbanim say that you only collect from Yisoimim with a shvuah? Because we're afraid that maybe there's some kind of designated package of money that was put away for this. So you can't just collect. Maybe you were already paid a package of metaltolin. But in this case, where this is the package of metaltolin and it's in front of us, we don't have to be worried. Well, maybe the father already paid up the bundle of metaltolin. In other words, if let's say somebody designated a bundle metaltolin for his wife's ksuba and then he died and here is the bundle, so she could collect it without a shvuah. We don't have to say, oh, maybe she already collected a bundle of metaltolin. The only reason you have to swear is we're afraid, well, maybe he gave you a bundle of metaltolin. Well, here it is. He didn't make two bundles of metaltolin. Less nuhu beinayu. If let's say the bundle of metaltolin was lost, Pumpadisa amri b'loy shvua. Pumpadisa says you collect without a shvua. Why? Because if it was lost, he didn't give her another one. Meaning if the bundle of metaltolin that was designated for the ksuba is lost, we don't have to be concerned. Maybe he gave her a different one. And therefore, all his possessions are meshubed for the ksuba. And you could collect from karka. B'nei Masa Mechasi
says it has to be with a shvua, because maybe there's a chshash, he already gave the bundle of metaltolin. The hilchasa b'lo shvua, the halacha is that you could collect without a shvua. Yichid la ara ba'arba mitzranah. What if he designated land for the ksuba with four borders? He designated land and he said, these are the four borders of the land. And that this specific land is meshubed for the ksuba. And he died. So she could collect it without a shvua. Because we're not afraid, well, maybe he gave her a bundle of metaltolin when we're not looking. Why should we assume that? He designated a very specific land. Bechad mitzra, but if he said designated land on one border, so Pumpadisa amri b'loy shvua. Pumpadisa says she could collect without a shvua. Because, hey, look, he designated land. We don't have to assume he gave her a bundle of metaltolin. B'nei Mas Mechasi amri b'shvua. B'nei Mas Mechasi says with a shvua. Because since he didn't say what the borders are, then this might not actually be what he designated for the ksuba. Because this is a very unspecified piece of land, so he may have slipped her metaltolin, and therefore she can't collect without a shvua. The hilchasa b'lo shvua, halacha is that she collects without a shvua, because since land was, since this is not even considered a designation, we don't have to assume that he slipped her metaltolin. Meaning, since you don't have to swear, why do you not have to swear? She doesn't have to swear to collect. She just collects. Because we don't have to assume that he slipped her. We don't have to assume he slipped her metaltolin because he did designate land, despite the fact that it was really unspecified, because he only pointed out one border. But it's like he designated land, and therefore you could collect without a shvua. Amar le'edim. What if you say to edim, kisvu, I want you to write, v'chismu, and I want you to sign, v'havule, and give it to him, kanu mine, and make a kinyan for him. So like this, you say to edim, write a document, sign it, you're giving a gift, and vahavule, and give it to the recipient, kanumine, and acquire it for him, then loitzach imluchibe. Then the halacha is, the edim don't have to go back to the guy and ask him, do you still stand by your word that we should write it? Because if we made a kinyan, Meaning, if you say to Edom, write a document, sign it, give it to the guy, so if they made a kinyan from the giver, they don't have to go back later and say, oh, do you still want us to write it? Once you made a kinyan, that means that it's finalized. But if they did not make a kinyan, Pampadisa Amri, Pampadisa says, you don't have to ask him whether he still stands by it. Because even though they didn't make a kinyan, the mere oral declaration that you want them to write and to sign and to give it is enough that we don't assume the guy is going to retract. B'nei Masa Mechasya Amri, in Masa Mechasya they said, Tzarchem Luchibe, you have to go back and ask, do you still want us to go through on this? The Hilchasa Tzarchem Luchibe, the halacha is, you do have to go back and ask the giver if he still wants to go through with this, if a kinyan was not made. Okay, now the Mishnah said that even though the Tanakhama says that a besula collects 200 almana amana, and if you want to add even 100, you could add. And if the woman became an almana or a grusha, whether from erisin or from nesuin, she collects everything. Even the Tosefes Ksuba, Rav Elazar ben Azaria says, no, she only collects the Tosefes Ksuba from nesuin. From erisin, you only collect the actual Ksuba, not the Tosefes Ksuba. So Rav Elazar ben Azaria says, from erisin, you don't collect the Tosefes Ksuba. Itmar Rav Rav Nasan, we learned this machlokes Rav Rav Nasan, Chad Amar Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azaria, one holds halachas like Rav Elazar ben Azaria, v'chad Amar in Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Testayim the Rav Nasan, who the Amar Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azaria, we're going to now prove that Rav Nasan is the one who says halachas like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Why? Deshamina and Leila Rav Nasan, Azal Basar Umdana. We find that Rav Nasan follows a presumption. So too here, we could safely presume that when a guy gives an added ksuba, he's only doing it if he's able to consummate the marriage. But it's safe to assume that a guy who's not consummating the marriage, why is he giving her added ksuba? Because he loves her. But if he's not consummating the marriage, it's sort of implicit, he's giving it to her if one day he'll do nesuin. If he doesn't end up doing nesuin, then he didn't intend to give her the Tosefes Ksuba. So Rav Nasan, who holds, we follow a presumption, and the application over here would be the presumption that he would consummate the marriage. He holds like Rav Elazar ben Azaria, that you're only giving the Tosefes Ksuba min ha'erasin, min ha'nesuin, and not min ha'erasin. Okay, we're going to hold it here for tonight, and Thursday night we do Nun Hei Amud Beis. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? Thank you very much. Have a great night. Kol Tov. Good to you, everyone. Sorry, what?
Did Gedalia post on the chat that we were meeting tonight?
I'm not sure. I don't know if he got the message in time.
Oh, okay.
Did you get my message?
I got your message. That's why I came on. Okay, just making sure I didn't miss anything.
No, so sorry.
Thursday. Okay, no,
Thursday. No, I sent it to you. I sent it to him the same time I sent it to you guys, so.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Sorry. Yeah.
Not a problem.
I thought, yeah.
Thursday.
Okay, Hatzlacha. Good night, everyone. Call Tom. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.